سورة الفرقان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا Very blessed is he who has sent down the criterion, al-Furqan, the criterion to distinguish between wrong and right, good and evil, to his servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the third place which I have been referring to. The first ayah of Surah Bani Israel, Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi, not rasulihi. So this relationship of abd and ma'bud is more important. And Maulana Rumi has said it, that when you are worshipping Allah, you are facing Him. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa. And when you are performing the duties of the messenger, you are going from him to the people. Izhab ila Fir'aun. Now when Musa started going towards Fir'aun, his back was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually this position is higher. Abdiyah. This is the highest position. And secondly, Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah illazi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. This is the third. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is he who has sent down the criterion between right and wrong and good and evil to his servant, his bondsman, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he may be a warner to all the worlds. الذي له ملك السماوات والارض. He has been sent by him who has the sovereignty of all the heavens and the earth. ولم يتخذ ولدا. And he never took any son or daughter to him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ There has been no partner with him in sovereignty. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ And he has created everything. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا And then a limitation was fixed for every creation. قَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا قَدْر means some amount, value. For every creation, there are limitations. We are human beings, but we can't fly. A mosquito is flying. A small bird is flying. So this is the taqdeer of the dog. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. These are the limits. You cannot cross those limits. Whatever we have to do within those limits. But تَخَبُوا مِن دُونَهِ آلِهَا And they have taken to themselves, besides him, gods. لَا يَخْلَقُونَ شَيْءٍ وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ who have not created anything. Rather, they are themselves created. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ And they don't possess for even for themselves. ذَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا No power to hurt or profit themselves. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاتًا وَلَا نُشُورًا And they have no power over death, over life, and then over the raising of the dead from the grave. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And these people who disbelieved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, إِذْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْقُنِ افْتَرَاهُ This is a forgery that Muhammad has forged sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكُ عَانَهُ وَلَيْهِ وَهُنْ آخَرُونَ Some people, عَجَمِيُّون, they are there, shut up in some cell of his home, and they, you know, dictate to him. And then he comes to us and claims that this new wahi has come. فَقَدْ جَاؤُوا هُلْمًا وَزُورًا So they have come forward with unjust sayings and falsehood. وَقَالُوا And they say, أَسَاتِرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ These are the fables and stories of the ancients. إِذْ تَتَبَهَا Muhammad has got it dictated to him. فَهِيَ تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا So it is dictated to him morning and evening. What is dictated in the morning, he comes in the evening and says, this is the wahi that has come today to me. And what is dictated in the night or evening, he comes in the morning and says, this is the new wahi that has come to me. قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Quran has been sent down by him who knows all the secrets of the heavens and the earth. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Verily, he is forgiving, merciful. وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَاكُلُ الطَّعَامِ And they say, what is the matter with this messenger who calls himself a messenger? مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَاكُلُ الطَّعَامِ He eats food. وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ And he walks in the marketplace. لولا انزل الیہ ملک why not an angel sent to him فیکون معه نذیرا so that he should be with him when he's walking in the streets of Mecca and call people oh be careful the angel warning people be careful this is the messenger of Allah who's coming now او يلقى الیہ کنز or some prayer should be sent down to him او تكون له جنة يأكل منها or there should be a garden for him and he should have plenty to eat from that garden وقال الظالمون and these evil doers said إن تتبعون إلا رجل مسحورا you are not following but a bewitched person انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال see you محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم what type of similitudes they are striking for you فظلوا so they had gone astray فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَبِيلًا and they are now unable to find the right path. تبارك الذي إن شاء blessed is he who if he wishes جعل لك خيرا من ذلك he can give you a Muhammad much better things than those which they are saying. جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار garden in Mecca under these which rivers might be flowing وَيَجَلْ لَكَ قُسُورًا and he can build for you in Mecca palaces بل كذبوا بالساعة but the real disease is that they have belied the Qiyamah the hour the doomsday and the day of resurrection وَعَذَبْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِسَاعَةِ سَعِيرًا and we have prepared for those who denied ساعه Qiyamah a blazing fire إِذَا رَأَتُمْ مِنْ مَكَانٍ when that Jahannam hell will see them that some group is coming. My food is approaching me. I have to follow them. سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّدًا وَزَفِيرًا They will listen to it and fear its raging and roaring. وَإِلَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا And when they will be thrown in some narrow place of this Jahannam, دَعَوْا هُلَانِكَ سُبُورًا Then they will call death, death. Oh Allah, send death to us. Put an end to our this suffering. By sending death to us. لا تدعوا اليوم صبورا واحدا. Now don't ask today for one death. ودعوا صبورا كثيرا. But you have to ask for so many deaths. Because then you be revived. So that you taste this excitement. That if you die, then again you be revived. So you will have to pray for a number of deaths, not one death. قل أذلك خير أم جنة الخلد التي وعد المتقون Ask them, is this better or the garden of perpetuity which the God-fearing are promised? كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَزَاءً وَمَصِيرًا That is going to be a reward for them and a very beautiful resort. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ For them there will be everything they will demand or want. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا They will remain there forever, forever. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ وَعَدًا مَسُولًا And this is a promise which is binding on your Lord. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ And the day, recall the day, when Allah will gather them and those whom they used to worship beside Allah. فَيَقُولُ أَأَنْتُمْ أَذْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي Maybe the angels, maybe the messengers of Allah, maybe the saints. أَأَنْتُمْ أَذْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي هَاوْلَىٰ Did you take these people of mine, these bondmen of mine, astray? أَمْ هُمْ دَلُّ سَبِيلٌ Or they themselves went to the wrong place. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ They will say, Glory be to you. مَا كَانَ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا نَتَّخِذَ مِنْ دُونِكَ مِنْ أَوْلِيَىٰ It doesn't behove for us that we should make friends with these people without you, beside you. وَلَكِنْ مَتَّعْتَهُ وَآبَاهُمْ But you provided them with joyful comforts, also them and their fathers. حَتَّى نَسُوا الزِّكْرِ So that in their luxuries, enjoyments, they just forgot the zikr, the remembrance of Allah. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا And they become a people lost altogether. فَقَدْ كَذَبُوكُمْ Then Allah will say, O you people, these are the people whom you were, these are the creatures. Whom you were calling upon, making dua to them. Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Sayyam Lillah, you are praying to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. But they have belied you. بما تقولون وات ایور یو آر سینگ فما تستطيعون صرفا ولا نصرا. ناؤ یو کین ناٹ اوائڈ دی پنشمنٹ دیٹ از کمنگ ٹو یو نور دیئر کین بی اینی ہیلپ فار یو. وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا. And whosoever does evil from amongst you, we shall make him taste a very big punishment. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we did not send before you from our messengers, إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ. But they also used to take food. وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. And they also had to walk in the market places. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. And we make some of our creatures a test and trial for the others. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Are you ready to bear patiently? أَتَصْبِرُونَ. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. But your Lord was seeing and looking and watching you. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. And those who don't hope to meet us, don't hope resurrection, don't hope for the hereafter. قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا انزل علينا ملائكة. Why were not the angels sent to us? Or نرى ربنا. Or it should be that we would have seen our Lord. لقد استكبروا في انفسهم. Certainly they have become too arrogant of themselves. وعطوا عطوا كبيرا. And they have greatly advanced in their arrogance. يوم يرون الملائكة. The day when they will see the angels. That was the day of judgment. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Then the people will be able to see the angels. يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. That day there will be no good news for the culprits and the guilty. لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَهْجُورًا. And they will be barred from all nice things. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا. And then we shall turn to their good deeds. فَجْعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْسُورًا. As if, you know, a player of football, he comes and hits the ball. He will come forward and hit their good deeds, the heap of their good deeds. And that will be a scattered dust. There are three similes in Quran for the apparent good deeds without real faith. Good deeds without real iman. That we have read in Surah An-Nur, that is Sarab, Miraj. Before that we had, that is ashes on which a very strong wind blows and scatters it away. Here, on the day of judgment, they will be thinking that we have a lot of good deeds to our credit. But what will happen to those good deeds? Because they didn't have iman. No good deed is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without iman. So we shall come, strike the heap and make it a scattered dust. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَيْرٌ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَأَحْسَنُ مَقِيلًا. The people of the garden, they will be on that day much better in abode, permanent abode, as well as a repose, a temporary station. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ. And the day on which the heaven will be rent asunder. وَنُزِلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. And the angels will be made to come down. الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ. On that day, the sovereignty and authority will be totally for Rahman, for the compassionate. وَكَانَ يَوْمًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَصِيرًا. That day is going to be very tough, very hard, very painful for the disbelievers. وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On that day, the evildoers will bite on their hands. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. And he would be saying, good, that I had taken away along with the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَا woe to me. يَا لَيْتَنِ لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Would that I had never taken such a person as my friend. Why? لَقَدْ أَبَنَّنِي أَنِ الزِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِجْجَالِ. When this zikr, this admonition has come to me, and I was thinking of accepting it, and go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that I accept you as a messenger of Allah, he led me astray. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي أَنِ الزِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِجْجَالِ. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَزُولًا. And definitely, Satan is for human beings a deserter. وقال رسول يا رب ان قوم اتخذوا هذا القران مهجورا. And the messenger of Allah will say on the day of judgment, oh my Lord, these people of mine, these Quraysh, these Ummiyin, they took this Quran for a thing to be shunned. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And in this way, we appoint ourselves the enemies among the مجرمين, among the guilty, for every prophet. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. And Allah, your Lord, is sufficient as a guide and as a helper. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. And thus say those people who disbelieve, why was not whole the Quran sent down in him one piece? جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. The answer is, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. We have adopted this attitude so as to strengthen your heart for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hearts of the believers with this method of sending it bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit. Your conditions are changing. And in every condition, the guidance is coming. Then after certain days, a new problem comes. And at that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the guidance from that condition. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ. We have sent it like that. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. So that we strengthen your heart with it, and we have sent it down bit by bit. وَلَا يَعْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جَيْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. And they will not be able to bring to you any criticism, but we shall bring to you the answer, بِالْحَقِّ, with truth, and very good in explanation. الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمْ. Those who will be gathered on their faces towards the hell, أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are the people who are very bad in their position and very far away from the right path. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا. And we gave Musa the book, Torah, and we made with him his brother Harun, a wazir, a minister, a helper. قُلْنَا ذَهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And we said to them, both of them, go to the nation who is denying our revelations. فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْبِيرًا. And then in the long end, we destroyed them with the utter destruction. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا رَسُولِ. In the same way, the people of Nuh, when they belied the messenger of رَسْدَاهُمْ, we drowned them all. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةً. Made them for the whole humanity a sign. وَعَتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And we had prepared for these wrongdoers, evil doers, chastisement which is very painful. وَعَادًا وَثَمُودًا وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ. In the same way, the people of Aad and Samud and Ashabul Rass, people who dwelt in Rass, وَقُرُونًا مَنَ ذَلِكَ. And many generations was between them. كَثِيرًا, so many generations. وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالَ. For all of them, we struck and explained similitudes. وَكُلًّا تَبَّرْنَا تَصْبِيرًا. But in the end, we ruined with an utter ruin all of them. وَلَقَدْ أَطَاعَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْتِرَتْ مَتَرَ الصَّوْرِ. And they do pass by the city on which a very evil rain was rained. Rain of stones. That is the Sodom, the city where Hazrat Lut alayhi salam was sent. وَلَقَدْ أَطَاعَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي وَلَّيْهِ. Their caravans used to go from Hijaz to Syria. They used to pass by, you know, these cities, Gomorrah and Sodom. أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا. Do they don't see them? بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ النُّشُورَ. But they don't await, they don't hope that they will be resurrected. This is the reason that they have become blind. They see everything, but they can't see through these things and reach the reality. وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِذْ تَفْتَدُونَكَ إِلَّا هُلُوَا. And when these people see you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they take you in mockery. أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا. Is he the person whom Allah has sent as a messenger? إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا. He was very near in taking us astray, عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا, from our gods. لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا. Had we not persevered with our gods. وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ. But very soon, when they will see the chastisement, they will come to know when أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا, who was more gone astray from the right path. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen such a person who has taken his worldly lusts, desires, earthly desires, the demands of the individual as his Lord? Whatever desire is coming up, he is obeying. So he is obedient to his nafs, to his individual. So as if he has taken his own nafs, his own individual as the Lord. أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. So, O Muhammad, will you become a protector and a guardian over such a person? You know, we say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And here, the word إِلَهَ has come. They have taken as إِلَهَ their wishes and lusts and desires. And they are saying, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We have to see within them. If we have put our lusts and desires, worldly desires, the wishes of our aid and individual above the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are the worst mushriks. Buton se kuch ko umeed hai, khuda se na umeed hi, mujhe bata tu sahi aur kafri kya hai. If this is not shirk, what is shirk? Hum tahsabu anna aksarahum yasma'un aw yaqilun. So Muhammad, when these people come to you, and they pose as if they are listening and seeing you, they are not seeing you, nor they are hearing you. In whom is that kalanam? They are like the cattle, but whom avallu sabila. Not only like cattle, but more lost than the cattle. Because cattle were created at this level. Man was created at a very high position. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Now if he comes to the level of the cattle, بَلْ هُمْ كَلَنَامٍ, then he is worse than the cattle. Because he was created at a very high station. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ. Don't you see how your Lord prolongs the shadows? In the morning, you know, when the sun is just risen, the shadows are very long, very long. But then as the sun keeps up rising higher and higher, now the shadow is becoming smaller and smaller. This phenomenon is referred here. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ. How he prolongs the shadow. وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. Had he willed so, he would have made it stationary. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. But then it becomes according to the sun. It moves according to the sun. The sun rising higher and higher and this becoming smaller and smaller. ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا. Then we draw it towards ourselves very easily. When you know sun is on the top, now there is no shadow, nearly no shadow. Then again when the sun is now going down, there is a shadow. And as it is going down and down, the shadow will again be prolonged. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. And it is he who has made the night for you a cover or garment. وَنَوْمَ سُبَاتَ. And is made this sleeping for you a repose. وَجَعَلَ النَّهَرَ نُشُورًا. And he has made the day for you so that you should get up and go this side or that side. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And it is he who sends winds as bearers of the great, of the glad news. Before his mercy is coming, rain is going to come. But before the rain comes, this cool breeze comes to give you a good news that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near to descend. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. And then we send down pure water from the heaven. لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. So that we may give life by this water to the dead land. وَنُسْقِيَهُ. And then we make people drink it. مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَ كَثِيرًا. It is given to drinking for those who have we have created many cattle and many human beings. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا. And we certainly have explained our things in many styles, many ways, لِيَذَّكَّرُوا, so that they get the admonition. فَأَبَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. But most of the mankind refuse but disbelief and ingratitude. وَلَوْ شَيْنَا لَبْعَثْتَ فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا. And had we willed, we could have sent to every city, every town, a warner. فَلَا تُطْعِي الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. This is very important. So you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't obey the disbelievers, but strive against them in the strongest way with this Qur'an. This is Makki Surah. The word jihad has come over here. So jihad was going on in the Makki days also. But this was not the jihad with the sword, which became there in the Madani period. Jihad with sword, that is qital, going to war. But at Makkah, the jihad was being made with Quran. Jahidhum bihi jihadan kabira. Now this is the sword. With that sword made of iron, you kill a person. But with this sword of Quran, you kill the wrong ideas, the wrong beliefs. These things, you know, they are killed by the sword of Quran. So, فَلَا تُطْعِي الْكَافِرِينَ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't obey these disbelievers. And وَجَاهِدْهُمْ. Continue striving against them. بِهِ, with this Quran. جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Is striving very great and very hard. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. And he is who has made two currents to flow side by side. هَذَا عَزْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِنْهُ الْحُجَاجُ. This one is sweet and palatable water. And part of the other current is saltish and bitter. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَقًا وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. And he has set a barrier and a formidable partition, forbidding partition between them. The waters cannot intermingle. A current of water is flowing, and side by side the other is flowing. In one it is sweet water, in the other it is bitter water, but they don't intermingle with each other, as if there is some curtain in between, it cannot be seen. Invisible current. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. And he is who created man from water. I've explained it many times that the life is from water. Our bodies have come up from the clay, the mud, sulfani min hamai masnoon, min teen, min turab, and so on and so forth. But the life source of life is water. فَجَعَلَهُ نَصْبًا وَالسِّحْرًا. And then we have made for him relations by blood and by marriage. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا. And definitely your Lord has been all powerful. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ. And they are worshipping besides Allah those who cannot give them any benefits or profits, nor they can harm them. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا. But the disbeliever, he has become a party against the Lord. He is helping and supporting the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. This thing has come many a time. So we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a bearer of glad tidings and as a partner. قُلْ مَا أَرْسَلْكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ عَدْهِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءً يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't ask you for any reward or wage. My only intention is that whosoever amongst you wants to take the straight path to his Lord, he should be able to take it. I am only explaining the right path to you, so that it is possible for whosoever wants and decides to take that right path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may be able to do it. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put all your trust in him who is the living, ever living, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yamut, who will never die. وَصَبْلِهِ بِحَمْدِهِ. And glorify him with his praise. وَقَفَى بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا. and he is sufficient to know the sins of his bondsmen and his servants. Allah khalaqa samawati wal ardha wa ma bainahuma. The one who has created the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between them, fi sittati ayyamin, in 6 days. 6 cycles of time. We can't know what was the duration of one day. But somehow the 6th number must be there. A time will come when science will reveal this. The 6 periods of time were taken in the creation of this universe. Summa stawa ala al-arsh. Then he mounted the throne. Ar-Rahman. He is Rahman. He is the compassionate. Fas'al bihi khabira. So you can ask about him those people who have some knowledge. I told you that this name of Allah, Rahman, it was not known by the Arabs, the Mushrikeen, the Ummiyin, the Bani Ismail. They only knew one word, Allah. Allah was an ancient name. But Quran introduced other names, so many names. Lahu al-Asma'ul Husna, all the good names are for him. But among the other names, Ar-Rahman has been emphasized the most in Quran. Now these Mushrikeen used to say, who is this Rahman? We don't know him. So it is being said here, if you don't know, you ask those who have the knowledge. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا أَبَا الرَّحْمَنِ. And when it is said to them, you should prostrate before Rahman, they say, who is this Rahman? أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَعْمُرُنَا. Should we prostrate before him whom you are asking us to prostrate? وَزَادَهُمْ نَفُورًا. And then there is increase in their aversion. They go away. This is the ayah of Sajda. So please make the Sajda. بسم الله أوله وآخره تبارك الذي جعل في السماء برجا. Blessed is he who has set in the heaven constellations. وجعل فيها سراجا. And placed in them a lamp, that is the sun. وقمر منيرا. And a shining moon. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةٌ. And it is he who has made the night and day coming after each other. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. For those who desire to be admonished and those who desire to be grateful. By looking these things, the phenomena of the nature, there should be 2 results. Number one, you should know Allah, how powerful He is, what a creator He is, what He has created. So this is admonition, tazakkur, that you have the idea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hearts and minds. And second is shukr. You must be grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set this alternation of night and day. And with this, you know, all vegetation, all plant kingdom is tied to this process. Their respiration cycle is reversed. During the day it is something else, during the night it is something else. And all this system, you know, it is attached to this alternation of night and day. And then we take rest during the night so that we are rejuvenated, revitalated, and then we can work the other day with zeal. So, shukr and zikr. Those who want to be admonished, and those who want to be grateful. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. Now this section of this surah, last section, it is very important. It's also one lesson of the selected course of study of Quran that I mentioned before also. We have read in the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the foundation on which the character of a mu'min can be built. Now here we are finding some glimpses of the character of a mu'min, mature character, who is fully mature. Now what are his properties, what are his signs, what is his attitude, what is his feeling? So this thing actually, a fully mature and developed human, a mu'min personality. And Allah calls them Ibadur Rahman, the bondsman of Rahman. The dear bondsman of Rahman, عباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الارض هونا. They are those who walk on this earth with humility, not with arrogance. They always think that we are bondsmen, we are servants, we are created by Allah. So, this haughtiness, it doesn't touch them. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the ignorant people try to engage them in dialogue or argument, they say, no, salam. We don't want to engage into any argument with you. Because you are not ready to understand. It's only argument for the sake of argument. It's no use. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سَجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And those who pass their nights standing and prostrating from their Lord. Now there in Suratul Mu'mineen, Mu'minun, we found the five obligatory prayers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And in the end, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. These are the obligatory prayers. But here it is the night prayers, which is not obligatory. Tahajjud, which is additional. Although for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was farz, it was obligatory. But for none else it is obligatory. But person who has reached nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually, he prays during the night. Sometimes he is standing and reciting Quran before his Lord. Or sometimes he is prostrating. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ. And those who say, O our Lord, avert from us the chastisement of the hell. Inna azabaha kana barama. Surely, this chastisement is an everlasting affliction. Inna saat mustaqarruha muqama. And hell is definitely a very evil place for permanent, as a permanent abode, as well as a temporary halt. We have in this world, you know, the worst place, but if you have to go and just visit, you will have a recreation. You have seen these things. But if you have to live there, then it is, you know, awful. And the best places in this world, when you go as a visitor, you find very fine. But ask the people who are living over there. Ask the people of Switzerland or Kashmir, do they see any beauty in the land? No. So, this Jahannam is very bad, very bad, very bad, not only as a permanent abode, but also as a temporary, for a temporary stay and halt. And we can find the reverse about paradise, about Jannah, in the end of this section. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ خَوَامًا. And those who, when they spend, they are neither extravagant nor luxuriously, but they take a way which is in between. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا آخَرَ. And those who don't call upon besides Allah any other God. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they don't slay the soul, the human life, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, except by the legal right. If somebody has killed somebody, well, then he can be killed as a punishment, and so on and so forth. But without any guilt, without any, you know, legal right, they don't kill. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And then they don't commit adultery. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ. These are the three biggest sins. The biggest sins three. Number one, to call upon any other God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. And that is the verse we have read in Surah An-Nisa. Twice the ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. This shirk is such a great sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive it. But He can, He may, if He likes, He can forgive the smaller sins, but not shirk. So number one is shirk. Number two, to kill a person, human being, without any reason, without any legal right. And number three, adultery. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. Whosoever indulges in these things, he will have the punishment. يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment, their chastisement will be doubled. This ayah is very important in the Quran, because through this ayah we understand that before the day of judgment also some azab is to come to the disbelievers. This azab al-qabr. Some people say, you know, especially those who don't give any importance to the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there's no mention of azab al-qabr. All these ahadith, you know, they are useless. No, it is here. Yuzaf lahu al-azabu yawm al-qiyamah. Their punishment, their chastisement would be doubled on the day of judgment. It means they had, means having some chastisement before also. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُحَانَا, and then he will live, stay there, humiliated forever. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, but there is an escape, except those who repent, number one, وَآمَنَا, and then they have the faith, the real belief. They renew their faith, renew their conviction. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and then they do good deeds. So three steps. Repentance, why I have done this? I should not have done this. Oh my Lord, I'm ashamed. I should not have done this, number one. Then because, you know, a sin denotes that your belief in Allah was weak when you committed the sin. If the belief was there strong, you could not do any strong thing. Because that belief, that iman, that faith had decreased in intensity, only then you could commit a sin. So now you have to renew your iman, renew your faith. And what is the proof that the faith has been renewed? Amal salih. Now your deeds should be good. Illa man taba wa amana wa amil amalan salihan fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. So such are the people whose vices Allah will turn into virtues. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have ever been forgiving and merciful. وَمَنْ تَعْبَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. And again, emphasizing, instead of three things, two things, first and the last. Whosoever repents and then does good deeds. Now you are repenting and repenting and repenting, you know, and you are repeating, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli zambin wa atubu ilayhi, 1,000 times. I have done 10 tasbih of istighfar. To what use? If your actions are the same, you are indulging in the same sins. You are indulging in riba as you were indulging before. You are indulging now even. So what's the use of these, you know, 10 tasbihat of istighfar? Useless. وَمَنْ تَعْبَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Whosoever repents and then he rectifies his deeds, فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. So he is the one who actually turns to Allah as he should turn. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, and those who don't bear false witness, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا, and when they perchance they pass by foolish indulgences or vain talking, then they pass from there in a very with dignity. They don't get involved in that. You are going, you say, you know, something is happening over there, useless thing. Don't stand and lock it. No, leave it. If it has no benefit for your world, I told you that every second of human life is precious. Either it should be used so as some need of this world is fulfilled. Need, real need. Or it should be used to get the reward in the hereafter. Not to use it for vain things, wastage. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ وَعُمْيَانَا. And those who are admonished, when they are admonished by the revelations of their Lord, they don't fall on it deaf and dumb, deaf and blind. And this is a taunt actually on the kuffar, on the disbelievers. When the revelation was recited unto them, they would never think upon it, nor ponder over it. But they will start, you know, differing and criticizing and mocking and laughing, as if they are deaf and blind. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. And those who keep on praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O our Lord, give us, grant us from our wives and children the coolness of our eyes and make us the leaders of the God-fearing. It doesn't mean that you should aspire for leadership. What it means is that you are the natural leader of your family. Your wife, your children, your sons and daughters. When on the day of judgment you are resurrected, behind you will be coming your sons and daughters. So they should be muttaqi people. They should be God-fearing. So then you will be very happy. Otherwise, if behind you are coming different type of people, you know. Your son, but he was a disbeliever. Not a man of good character. So here it is, the dua is that you make us lead the God-fearing people. People who are behind us, they should be God-fearing. These are the people who will be rewarded with the highest places in the paradise. For they endured patiently and persevered in the way of Allah. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they will be welcomed there. They will be received there with greetings and salutations. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And then they will abide in it forever. حَسَنَتْ مُسْتَقَرَّمَ مُقَامًا. Now this is the reverse of سَعَتْ مُسْتَقَرَّمَ مُقَامًا. Hell is سَعَتْ مُسْتَقَرَّمَ مُقَامًا. A very bad place for permanent stay as well as for a temporary halt. But Jannah, paradise, is a very good place for the permanent residence also and for a small village also. You might have the best place, but if you have to stay over there or permanently, then it will lose all charm. Now you will find, you know, these are the faults here, these things are difficult here. But you know, if you visit, you find very fine. Kashmir, Switzerland, but ask the people who live there. Is there any duty for them in these things? The hardships. They will be complaining. There's winter, there's this thing, there's that difficulty for us. So these things. But Jannah is something which is good for permanent abode as well as a temporary stay. And the hell is very bad, very bad. Even if you are thrown in it for a second, it will show you all its, you know, evils and wickedness. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمَقَامًا. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. Say to them, my Lord doesn't care for you. Don't think that because I am, you know, pursuing you, I am coming to you to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then Allah cares for you. Allah needs you. مَعَذَ اللَّهُ نَوْ. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. But only the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah, the law is that before punishing, he has taken upon himself to warn and to call them to the right path. That is why I am fulfilling that condition, and that's all. Don't think that Allah cares for you. فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ. Now you have denied. So, فَصَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِذَامَا. Now soon it will become inevitable punishment. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.